and welcome to the first ever episode of the RevolutionaryWomen.fm podcast. I am your host, Claire Yosa, author of 8 books and lifelong passionate world changer. And the purpose of this first episode is to give you a taste of what we're going to be covering on the RevolutionaryWomen.fm podcast, what you can expect, how it's going to help you. And the thing is, being a revolutionary woman can feel quite lonely. Yeah, everybody else is stressing about the status quo and complaining and worrying about where they are on the organisational chart. And you're the action taker that's already out there driving the difference, fixing things, putting them right. So being a crusader, it's like it's hardwired into your DNA. And you want to be leading from your heart in a head-based world, but it can feel really lonely out there on that corporate leading edge. This is where your Revolutionary Women podcast comes in. It's more than a podcast. It's a how-to, it's inspiration, it's proven case studies, and it's a tribe. It's all about women just like you who are making waves and changing the rules, often in ways that have never been done before. And over the coming months, some of the episodes are going to be interviews with trailblazers where I'm going to be actually helping them to pull out the secrets of how they've achieved the success that they have, not just the what. And some episodes are going to be inspirational how-to based on my 15 plus years of mentoring women just like you to become those passionate world changers, the trailblazers, the revolutionary women we need. I'm going to teach you how to create breakthroughs on topics as diverse as imposter syndrome and resilience and influencing authentically, and even how to figure out which difference you want to make next and how to learn how to say no to the differences that aren't your job. So if that sounds like it's for you, please make sure you subscribe. I hope you're going to love this. A little bit about me, in case you've not heard of me before. So I'm the author of 8 books. I'm a leadership mentor, and I've been a world changer ever since I was tiny. So ever since I was young, I was always the one that would stand up and take action, particularly defending the underdog while everybody else just complained. And sometimes it went really well, and other times it got me into a lot of trouble. By the time I got to university, having run the college radio at sixth form, I was elected to be student representative on the faculty council. And I knew at that point I was a revolutionary woman. So I learned from my mistakes over the years, because there were many of them. I figured out what worked as opposed to really annoying people. And I grew into the revolutionary woman I am today, just like you. We've all got a journey like this. I'm known as an international campaigner. I co-led the EU VAT action campaign a couple of years ago with 10,000 micro-businesses to get EU law changed, something that HMRC and Treasury in the UK had told us was impossible. It meant I had to go and give keynotes at the European Parliament. I had to have arguments that we had to win with Downing Street. We were in the media the whole time, and we did something revolutionary by keeping the campaign positive, even though it risked closing down hundreds of thousands of micro-businesses, rather than looking at where to sling the blame. In addition to that, I've got my work as a leadership mentor and trainer and consultant, and I've spent the past 15 years specialising in imposter syndrome, which is one of the biggest blocks we face as revolutionary women. The whole, who am I to be leading this campaign or this change? What if nobody listens to me? What if they realise I'm a fraud and I'm just faking it? So I ran the 2019 imposter syndrome research study, and my latest book, Ditching Imposter Syndrome, is only 2 months old if you're listening to this at the time the episode goes live, and it's already sold in 22 countries in just 2 months. So if that's one of your particular blocks, you are not alone. You are so not alone. So back to you. I'd love to hear from you. What makes you a revolutionary woman? What is it that makes you stand up and say, I've got to do something about this? It's not enough for everybody just to be complaining on social media. We need to go and take action. And what do you think makes a great revolutionary woman? What helps us to be successful? Because it doesn't have to be about changing international law. It doesn't have to be about being in the media. When you're a revolutionary woman, at 3 o'clock in the morning, you've got that sense that there's a mission that you're here for, that you're here to make a difference, and that making a difference drives your day-to-day actions. So if you want to find your tribe, make sure you are subscribed to my revolutionarywomen.fm newsletter, and you will get details of how to join us in our members-only Facebook group. So you can find that at revolutionarywomen.fm/tribe. And I'm keeping the episode short this week in launch week because I'm giving you 3 episodes in one go, so we can really get off to a fantastic start. After episode 3, we go to 1 a week, and they'll be slightly longer and a bit more in depth. And I want to give you an overview of the process I teach to revolutionary women to help them to make an even bigger difference in the world from a place of flowing and excitement rather than forcing and exhaustion. And I call it my 7 C's process. Step 1 is clarity. You might be surprised how many of us as revolutionary women struggle with that total crystal clear clarity over what do I want? What's the difference I want to make? When you can really hone that, and it doesn't have to be your forever clarity, it can be your next 3 month clarity. When you have that focus, it's amazing how much easier it is to create breakthrough results because you're not spreading your energy everywhere. So some of the episodes will be focusing on clarity, how to figure out what you want, how to figure out what that change is that you next want to make. The second step is confidence. So we have the clarity. We then need to really have the confidence to step up and become the leader we were born to be. And I love to get to share with you practical how to, not just the high level what. I like to give you actionable tools that you can do to crank up your confidence, to connect with that inner rock star confidence, which has nothing to do with egomania, in case you're worrying. And these strategies I've been working on for the last 20 years, teaching them for at least 15, and most of them can create breakthroughs in less time than it takes to make a cup of tea. So that's step 2. You've got clarity, then confidence. Step 3 is credibility. So this doesn't mean you're not currently credible, but if you want to head out there and make a bigger difference, particularly if it's in a new area, being credible as a world changer, as an agent of change in that area, means that people start to listen to you without you feeling like you're having to shout or jump up and down and wave your arms. In fact, it can get to the stage where you whisper and people are still listening. There are some amazing things we can do on credibility to help you feel really grounded, so that the whole who am I to be doing this no longer feels like a 3 a.m. self-talk you need to have. So that's step 3 is credibility. Step 4 is connection. The one thing I have learned over the last 30 something years of being a revolutionary woman, starting as a revolutionary teenager, is you can't do this on your own. So often we try to. And particularly if you are there on the leading edge, say in a corporate role, then it can feel very lonely. So the power of connection to get others inspired by your revolutionary women message to come and help you so you're leading a movement and not forcing a change. It's absolutely indescribable the difference that can make. And it goes beyond standard networking. There are things that you can do to help others connect with you that inspires them to take action they wouldn't normally have taken to support you. So that's step 4. Step 5 is creativity. This is where we really dive in and do the doing. So many of us, when we want to make a change in the world or achieve something, we start with the doing. But actually, if you've spent a few moments laying that clarity, getting your confidence, proving your credibility, building those connections, when you then take the actions, they are the inspired actions that create breakthrough and not burnout. So that is step 5 is creativity. Step 6 of our 7-step process is commitment. And this is keeping going even when we're not in the mood, because that extra mile is normally where the breakthroughs happen. And step 7 is my secret to staying motivated when you're not in the mood and keeping going. And it is celebration. I'm going to be sharing with you strategies that you can use that don't require you to go and play with a unicorn, that allow you to bring the power of celebration into your daily life so that you can start to retrain your inner critic to be your biggest cheerleader. It boosts your energy and it magnetizes to you the people that can help you with your cause. So those are the seven C's: clarity, confidence, credibility, connection, creativity, commitment, and celebration. And as we go through the revolutionarywomen.fm journey together, whenever I'm interviewing somebody, I'm going to do a short session for you afterwards, taking you through which of those seven C's were most important to them at the breakthroughs we've discussed in that interview. When I do episodes where I'm teaching you techniques, I'm going to pick whichever of the seven C's feels most appropriate to where we are in our journey together. And this is why it would be so great to have you over in our listener-only Facebook group, so revolutionarywomen.fm/tribe. And that wraps up our whistle-stop tour for the very first episode of the revolutionarywomen.fm podcast, taking you through who we are, what we're going to be doing together, and hopefully how this is going to help you. And I'd love to hear from you over in the Facebook group. Where do you feel you get stuck in your Revolutionary Women journey? Let me know in the Facebook group and I will make sure that in future episodes I get to answer your question. I hope you have an amazing week. I'm actually going to be back in 2 days, if you're listening to this live, with episode 2, where I'm going to be talking about why I don't want you to start with why. Okay, we're going to turn this one upside down. As I say, this week we've got 3 episodes in 1 week because we're launching and I really want you to get a feel for what we're going to be doing together. And then after that, it's 1 episode a week. So keep an eye on your inbox if you're already subscribed. If you're not, revolutionarywomen.fm/tribe. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you know another revolutionary woman who needs to be listening to this series, please let her know. Revolutionarywomen.fm is where she can find out all about this, how to subscribe, and how to join us in our Facebook tribe.